plows through the rolling sea and cuts a furrow of frothing white. As clothed in blackout secrecy, we sail the waters of the night. The skies look down between the clouds to wink with myriad eyes, for moonlight tears away the shrouds that make our thin disguise. Ah, more than fish lurk in the deep where alien monsters roam, but more than men the night watch keep to bring us safely home. The title of the poem I've just read is Sailor's Faith. It was sent to Words with Music, the show you're now listening to, by a sailor from overseas. His name is Seaman Mark Rheinsberg. Oh, and by the way, my name is Isabel Jewell. And while I know I'm on the subject of servicemen's poetry, fellows, if you've written a poem that we might be able to use on this program, why don't you submit it to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA? And now, here is some more poetry I've always liked. I hope you will like it, too. Effortlessly graceful, and with so many impulsive secrets thrust into bubbles, that human thought must ever seem incomplete in comparison. The water flows over these stones. Impersonal, mellow, greenish wetness of rocks and pebbles. Much harder than human sternness and yet with feathers within them, given through long years by the water. A girl could split her heart upon them. A man could blend them into his curse. A woman could gaze at them, staring herself into peace. But the rocks and the water, lucidly, urgently, purely sufficient unto themselves, would still suggest the lesson almost forever evaded by human hearts and minds.
Thank you.
through his eye, searching far over the bone-stretched rondure of my face, exploring every scar and lingering on the meaning of each trace. Through his hand, searching to fulfill the image left behind me in a brain, by the packed cohorts of my thought and will externalized in flesh. I shall remain not mine, but mine and his. A link twixt thought and act, none can discern. Yet my portrait is this, and in it all my days unspoken burn. Yet only doubly unknown time may mark what his hand wrought in color, line, and tone. And a space uttered outwardly of that dark and changeless silence where life broods alone. I stepped homeward to my hill. Dusk went before with quiet tread. The bare-laced branches of the trees were as a mist about its head. Upon its leaf-brown breast, the rocks, like great gray sheep, lay silent-wise. Between the birch trees' gleaming arms, the faint stars trembled in the sky. The white brook met me halfway up and laughed as one that knew me well, to whose more clear than crystal voice the frost had joined a crystal spell. The skies lay like pale water deep. Dusk ran before me to its strand, and cloudily leaned forth to touch the moon's slow wonder with her hand. This Words with Music program. I read poetry by Seaman Mark Rinesberg, Maxwell Bodenheim, John Gould Fletcher, and Leonie Adams. Milton Charles played the organ. And this is Isabel Jewell saying goodbye and sending you her love. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.